From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Being in the capital of this country, I always had the idea that we have to deliver American operas. It is a must, and we are, every year we do anything we can to do a production.
That's Plácido Domingo expressing one of his most important goals as general director of the Washington National Opera, the presentation of American operas in the nation's capital. In the years he's been at the company's helm, he's done just that. And we've heard the results right here on World of Opera, in classics such as Gershwin's Porgy and Bess and Barber's Vanessa, along with more recent works including André Previn's A Streetcar Named Desire. On today's edition of the show, we've got the latest installment of Domingo's American Dream, the searing drama A View from the Bridge by composer William Balcom.
My admiration for William Balcom is really great. I mean, he really is a composer of our days, but with his heart on melody, you know? Really, he's a melodic composer because he can have the most complicated harmonic work or counterpoint, but still you hear this fabulous line for the singers.
I love the beauty of you at home, the palazzos of Palermo, the cathedral dome.
Again, we heard Plácido Domingo discussing the drama that's coming to us this week from the Washington National Opera. It's William Balcom's A View from the Bridge, based on a play by Arthur Miller. The stars are Catherine Malfitano, Kim Josephson, Christine Brandis, and Gregory Touré. And it comes to us from the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. This time on World of Opera from NPR.
Oranges right off the tree, and frying sardines, just fish from the sea. But there's some